Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, don't forget, you want to go see those sexy duo from Cody and Gold. They're live at Community America, Red Friday tailgate, 11 to 1 today, 9060 Northwest Skyview Avenue. That's where they're at. Go say hi to Cody. Go say hi to Gold. Tell Gold he's such a smooth ride.
He really is, right?
But speaking of a smooth ride, I don't know if he likes me saying that, but it's Big Daddy Sean Smith joins the air now. Sean, how we doing on this Friday, my man?
Man, I'm just now leaving practice, actually, preparing. We're playing tomorrow in the Catholic Bowl against Nolan Catholic. So it should be a good game.
But, Mary full of grace.
Yeah, something like that. Just trying to get get another W, you know, that's all.
I'm just bringing out my Notorious B.I.G. lines, man. I figure you got that reference.
Yeah, I already know. Come on, man.
That's right.
I'm a New York guy. I got my biggie. Come on.
That's right.
So what did you take away from last Friday, Sean? And moving forward, how can we change things up?
What I take away from last week, to be honest with you, I'm not going to say it was bad. It wasn't great. The first game, I'm not concerned yet. Well, I'll be concerned after this weekend if we don't get a W. It's going to be a tough one, but I think we should win. We should if everybody do what they're supposed to do. But last week, you know, everybody want to blame Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. The little spat he was having. That's part of the defense. I mean, I just feel like we got to stop them, stop the running game early, and we got to get turnovers. We got to cause more turnovers.
Yeah, you mentioned Chris Jones, and look, he admitted he was out of position on that final play. But I need more of Chris Jones, man. I need him affecting the passer a lot in this game. Can he get back to that level that we saw, you know, recently with Chris Jones?
Yeah, but see, this is the thing, though. When you demand a triple and double team, that means somebody else got to get open and get off. So the pressure's on Chris, but, I think he's still going to get to the form he's in. There's no reason for Chiefs fans and the haters to hit the panic button. If this was week 8, yeah, I'd hit the panic button. Come on, we started off slow. We start off slow sometimes. The problem is, the standard is, everybody's so used to us being 6-0, going to 8-0, 10-0, you know what I mean, till we don't get our first loss till week 12. That's what everybody used to. We got our first loss early in the season. We got a little bumps and bruises, and we also lost Worthy early in the game.
Right.
That's a major factor in the game.
Yeah, like discuss that from a player's perspective. When somebody like that goes down, what does that mean? What's going on the sidelines?
What that means is because now the next man is up, and then, as you know, if you're not the starter, you haven't been getting a lot of reps in practice and getting the timing down with Mahomes. That's the biggest thing. And Travis bumped him. It was a mesh route, and he bumped him. Worthy might need to get in the weight room get a little stronger, but, you know, we'll be all right. I mean, what I'm surprised is we haven't brought in a veteran receiver off the street, especially with Rice being suspended. We still need another threat, or even trade for, hate to say it, but I'm part of the media team now, Tyreek Hill. You know what I mean? Bring him back. I still think he got something left in the tank.
Speaking of bringing it back, you watched Super Bowl. Obviously, that defensive line for Philadelphia is the same defensive line coming into this game. What do the Chiefs' offensive line need to do against that defensive front this time around against Philadelphia?
First, don't get spit on.
No doubt, dude.
Okay.
No doubt.
First, don't get spit on.
Yeah.
And then second, what, yeah. Second, protect Mahomes.
Okay.
And Pat, we trust. We gotta protect him. So I look for the Chiefs to do more screens type of game, quick passes, quick game passes because of their D-line. I'm not so big on the Philly secondary like that, but their front seven is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I just think we got to get going early.
How do you get a guy out of their game? Like obviously, you know, now Jalen Carter can be got, right? And we saw that. How did you and how can they get a guy like Jalen Carter going where maybe he does something to spit and get ejected again?
Oh, just talk shit to him from the jump, from pregame warmups. You know, if I was still playing, I would have had a smart comment already by now in the media to make bulletin board material.
Hell yeah.
But then, you know, just smack him in the mouth, really. You just got to take the fight to him. That's just the matter of it.
So what would you have said this week if you were on the team? If you're the Chiefs, it's Wednesday or Thursday, and, you know, the media's rolling in, and you're telling people to eat pickles and things like that. Like, what would – suck on a pickle, whatever it was. What would you say this week as trash talk?
This week as trash talk, I would have been in a locker room. You guys have been by my locker. Yep. I probably would have had some sunflower seeds or a cup somewhere, and I would have just been spitting them out. Just spitting them out, just preparing y'all for what was going to go on Sunday. It's hard. Like, that's just nasty for somebody to spit on you bodily fluids. That's just, I mean, you might as well kiss to me. You might as well have kissed that.
No doubt. Where's your respect level for Jalen Hurts in this game?
I'm always going to respect. I always got to respect him. You know why? Because he's a Super Bowl champion.
Yep.
So you have to put the respect there for him.
Yeah, I think you do. I think he's a good quarterback. What do you think?
I think he's a good quarterback. He's a top 10 quarterback. He won a Super Bowl.
And an MVP in the Super Bowl.
And MVP. Mm-hmm. And he's a game changer. He's not just a pocket passer. He can run. He you have to put a spy. He is Lamar Jackson, but just on a quieter level.
Okay. Last one here for you, Sean. When you look at this game and you take down their offensive weapons, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, who would concern you the most when you go into this game as a defensive lineman?
Me, who concerned me the most is stopping and running. If we get Saquon stopped, I think we'd be in a good situation.
No doubt. What do you think? Give us a prediction for Sunday.
Man, I sucked last week at predictions, and I sucked at – well, I lost in my fantasy league last week, too, by 0.5 or something because the Vikings quarterback went off on a tear in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But my prediction this week is 31 Chiefs, Eagles 24.
I love it, Sean. I love it. We'll be watching. You'll be watching. Good luck with your high school game this week, and take care of business there first.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show. I love you guys.
Yes, love you. Sean Smith, baby.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.